KB4CBA, W4DJW. Hey, David.
4DJW, KB4CBA. Caught me with a mouthful of water. I was over at my mother-in-law's putting in a new one of these outlets outside that has a built-in circuit breaker, and had to put in a new one, and I left my voltmeter, and she's got a bunch of leaves, and the big old oak leaves, and it just got piled up under all of them, and I just didn't see it, and so I had to come all the way back over here from Taylor's. She lives right near the hospital, Memorial, because I wasn't going to leave that thing sitting out in the rain, because it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and gosh, I've had that thing since the 80s.
Not only that, you wouldn't want some lawnmower or weed whacker coming by there and grabbing a hold of it. That could be disastrous. What kind of voltmeter have you had since the 80s? Is it black on the bottom half and clear on the top half with an analog needle?
This is a Sears 82416. That tells you anything. It does AC, of course, DC ohms. It does 10 mega ohms, which I used a lot with working on cars. And I've even run over this thing with my car one time. And I think I paid about $65 for it in the 80s. And it's digital, and you have to select, you know, what you want. It's not automatic, but I like it that way, really. And man, this thing's made me a lot of money down through the years.
Well, a mechanic can't have too many tools, and that's one of the indispensable tools that you cannot have. I remember my dad had one that was black and clear. Black case on the back, black on the bottom half, clear on the upper half with a white background on an analog meter. And he used that for everything. I've had several over the years. I bought some cheap ones, and they didn't last long. And then I got a Fluke, and I've had it for about 7 or 8 years, and it has really worked good. Even though me as a new ham, when I got it, was abusive to it. It really lasted.
I'm really amazed that this thing has lasted as long as it has, but it works really good, and I'm using the original leads, which is just, I don't know, to me that's unheard of, because you know, usually they wear out, and you have to, you know, get some new leads for them, and so. But I've got another one that I picked up. I was walking down one of the aisles at Lowe's one day, and this guy said, "Worker," he said, "you need a voltmeter," and I said, "No, I got one." I said, "Yeah, it's a pretty good meter." And he said, "Well, I got one here. We're trying to get rid of them for $3. And I got to looking at it, and it does everything this thing does. And it's digital also. And I said, man, for $3, you can't go wrong. So I went ahead and picked it up.
I guess if you were doing something questionable, you could do it with that one to protect your long life, high value one that you've got. Yeah, that's not bad. $3. That's almost throwaway cost.
Yeah, and it came with couple of other little doodads. I can't remember. And so I thought that was a deal. But anyway, gosh, there's something else I was going to say about that meter, but I forgot what it was now.
Well, it's not like a socket that I remember one time I went up there to Sears because I had a bunch of Craftsman tools, and I filled in all the holes that were in my drawers in my toolbox. You know, a couple of sockets, a wrench that was missing, a couple of other things, maybe a screwdriver. And you could hold it all in your hand, and it was $30. And I thought that was back in the 80s or 90s, and I thought, whoa, that's a lot of money for something you could conceal in your hand, $30. Back then, that was a lot of money.
And, you know, I quit buying from Sears because they wouldn't order, you know, if you broke something, they wouldn't order it. I said, well, you know, when do you expect to get some more in? And they said, well, we don't know. We just, you know, take whatever the truck brings in, put it on the shelf. I said, well, that's a heck of a way to do business. And I said, you can't call and place an order. And, of course, it's been several years ago. I'm sure you probably get it online now. But anyway, it just really ticked me off. So I started buying off the tool truck. And you pay a little bit more, but if you break something, they don't even ask any questions. They just give you a brand new one.
That the Snap-on or the Mac tool truck?
Yeah, probably. I mostly use Snap-on and Cornwell and Mac tools and there's another one with the M, Matco tools, I think it was. And when I was working at the county, they had a guy. They called him Bucket. And he didn't even have a name on his truck. It was just a old yellow panel truck, I guess you'd call it. And he had some pretty good deals, and I'd buy from him sometime. But most of my stuff is Snap-on now, and they're expensive. But I'll tell you one thing: I bought a half-inch drive battery-operated impact wrench from him, and the bearings went bad in it. And I handed it to him, and he handed me a brand new one. And that was a $750 tool. And he didn't ask any questions.
And I tried the Snap-on, the box-end wrenches, box-end on both sides, like a 9/16, it's like a foot long. The half-inch open on one end and closed on the other. The socket and ratchet, I didn't like them. They were skinny. They're smaller. They're smaller in diameter, smaller on the ends. I needed something I could get a handle on and knew that I had a handle on it. And with the Snap-on, like, for example, if you push really hard on a 9/16 box in on both side wrench, it'd start penetrating into your hand. They were so skinny, like a knife blade. Now, I know it wasn't sharp like a knife, but it was really small compared to all the other ones. So I abandoned Snap-on. I think I went back to Craftsman. I don't know if I ever tried Mac tools or not, but I gave Snap-on a chance, but it's just, I don't know. I guess they were showing their superior strength with less material, but I never tried any of their air wrenches or anything like that. I got Chicago pneumatic air tools, and those always worked really good. Of course, I took them apart and oiled them and put them back together frequently, cleaned them out, took really good care of them. I think any of them nowadays, though, last a long time if you take good care of them and you don't abuse them. I did break a lot of Craftsman screwdrivers and using them for things I shouldn't have been using, like a chisel or a pry bar, and they would replace them, no questions asked. W4DJW.
KB4CPA. Let me see if I got the repeater. 6-1 got a short squelch tail. It seems like it's a little shorter than it used to be. It's funny. I never bought any Snap-on wrenches. I bought a set of bench top wrenches from Kmart. And, you know, I never broke a wrench. Those were really good set of wrenches. Still have them. And I think there's a company called, I think it's called Easy Red or something like that. And they're real long. And they have, they ratchet on both sides. And they're really, really long, so you get a ton of leverage out of them. And I tell you, those things are just fantastic. I bought the metric set because I work mostly on Mazdas and, needed the metric. So, golly day, I tell you, those things are just, they're just something else. And, of course, I still have them.
Yeah, you're right. The squelch tail has been shortened. It does. It's really good for the EchoLink guys because it puts them on an even playing field with RF guys. So as soon as it drops, they don't have to wait. They can punch the keyer and get right in there, just like anybody else. Whereas before, they had to wait for the squelch tail to drop. And oftentimes, somebody would key it up before it dropped, and they just missed out on that. That's why they get to go first on the nets. And so that's... This is a compromise for them. It could be too much. We may need to increase it. It could be that it's fine. Eventually, when we get internet up there at the repeater site, then that won't be an issue, and we can go back to a longer squelch tail. But anyway, it's open for discussion. I was thinking about that when you were saying that. I used to use Craftsman sockets on Chicago pneumatic air tools. They weren't impact sockets. They were regular sockets. And I'd use them so much it would beat the chrome off of the socket. And I'd take those sockets up there and it'd have chrome peeling off of them, and you could look at the inside and you could tell it was used by on an impact wrench. They'd just swap them out and give me new ones. So as long as they were going to continue to do that, I was going to take them up there. I think if everybody did that, they probably would have stopped that practice. But then eventually my parents got me a set. They were afraid they were going to shatter, so they got me a set of impact sockets, which I started using, and boy, did those work nice. No spring in them at all. You put them on it, and you squeeze the button, and bam, that thing comes loose. W4DJW.
The impacts are definitely, they're definitely beefier than the chrome, and the only downside is if you're in a real tight space, they wouldn't fit. Sometimes, and you had to resort to chrome, at least to break it loose. And I've broken a few chrome sockets doing that, but you do what you have to do. I've got a full set of fractional and metric impact, most of them deep well. I got swivels and everything else they make. So I tell you, I don't know how much money I've got tied up in tools, but it's a lot. And I've got two boxes. And a tool cart, and they've all got tools on them. So, in fact, I need to go up to Travers Rest and get that Craftsman tool box and bring it to the house, because I keep having to go up there and get something that I need to use. But that thing's so dang heavy, I can't move it myself. I'm going to have to get some help. It's good. I guess the fan might be, it almost sounds like white noise. I wanted to get one, but I just decided, I wasn't going to be in it too many more years, and why spend the money? I could have bought one, but I'll just settle for the two boxes, and they don't take up too much room. And like I said, I just need to get the red one down here. It's like a chest, and it's got a top box on top of it, and it's old as the hills. I bought it back in the 80s. They don't even make that model anymore. Make one similar, but they don't make one that goes as deep as this one, and it has as many drawers as this one has. I tell you, like you said earlier in our conversation, I think, you never can have enough tools, so you're always buying more, and that means you need more space. You got to have a place to put it. Oh, me. Well, David, let me run. I'm sitting in the garage. I'm going to go inside and see what kind of trouble I can get into. And, Happy New Year to you, and I hope this is a good year for you. And I'll say 73s, I'll stick around for your final KP4CBA.
WD4DYH.
WD4DYH, W4DJW.
This is from the first intersection on 26 after you get off of 25 in North Carolina.
Okay, I'm not sure what that was, but something hung in there after you let up off the mic. I guess you probably heard that too. It's from the intersection of 26 and where in North Carolina?
Intersection, first interchange or exit after you get off of 25 on 26.
Well, you sound okay to me, but I don't know what that is after you drop the key that keeps it keyed up for a minute or two. I don't think Landon's made it back to the repeater yet to change the squelch setting.
Okay, Devin. I'm hearing the same thing here. I'm going to step down to low power to see how it works, okay?
shouldn't be an issue, but I know I was listening on the net last night, and some of them in North Carolina was having a hard time, but the way that right there is, oh my goodness, that sounds like an open squelch. KI4LZI portal.
WKG4WNP. But, I don't know whatever that carrier was that was there, but you and Johnny weren't quite making it over that noise. I just got back to the truck, so it'll be a few minutes and I can get back to the site, but I haven't changed anything yet. A more distant station trying to get in, and it was just their carrier and they weren't getting over the noise. Okay, well, I'm going to get stretched out and get back in the truck, and then I'll be over there and I'll go ahead and still drop the squelch down to 10, and then we can try that. KG4WNP.